We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
We've got it.
Now we see the earth now.
We've got it.
Now we see the earth.
Hard to believe it's already the fifth day of October 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live. We're broadcasting worldwide, simulcasting video at Infowars.com/show. I want to open the phones up today and talk to Texans, but Americans and other people around the world, for that matter, about the handling of Ebola 2014. We saw the video and photo images Friday of workers cleaning up piles of vomit where the Ebola-stricken man in Dallas had been vomiting. He had been in the hospital a week before and given antibiotics for a virus. You don't give antibiotics for a virus. Then it took them a week to think, hey, we better go find the ambulance he was in and scrub it down. And we witness a federal government, when France and England and everybody else for that matter, over a month ago, banned flights out of these stricken African countries on the African West Coast and Central Africa. Here in the United States, they have the head of the CDC running around saying it would make it worse, but giving no evidence to that. And they've got MSNBC headlines, how the NRA is making the Ebola crisis worse. And I've seen headlines about Perry better do a good job with Ebola in Texas or he'll be in political trouble. How is it Rick Perry's job to control the airplanes flying in? That's a federal. And I'm not defending Rick Perry. It's just total smoke and mirrors. Rick Perry better watch it. NRA better watch it. How about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man better watch it? It has nothing to do with any reality. It is the out-of-control, reckless federal government that has opened the borders up. Months ago, 2 months ago, InfoWars came out. Drudge came out. Others came out and said, hey, why are the southern borders wide open while this is happening? And now they're saying, yeah, Ebola could come across, but there's no way to control it, so... Look, Geraldo Rivera was wrong is the issue. And political correctness has paralyzed this country. And that's what it's designed to do. Last few years, we've seen articles at colleges across the United States and England where they say don't have a Halloween party and don't dress up like a geisha girl or an Eskimo or a cowboy or a Native American or a pirate or anybody because it's hurtful. And then I was reading an email that a friend sent me from their big yoga studio that they attend, where they were going to have a India-style party. And they said, well, we had complaints that it would be racist if we dressed up like people from India, because obviously yoga is connected to India, and so we're going to shut it down. See, we can't even shut flights down from countries where they're estimating 1.4 to 5 million people will get Ebola by the time it runs its course. They are trying to get out en masse. Other African countries have sealed their borders, but we can't. Because if they can sell us on having open borders during Ebola or during other superbugs, like this enterovirus that's killing kids, then they can do anything. So we're going to come back with all the information covering this, all the latest developments, open the phones up and get your take on it. We're going to be talking about Ebola here today, okay? We don't screen your calls, but sometimes we're on topic, so that's what we're going to be discussing. And also, if you want to cover it, want to talk about it, Army chiefs tell U.S. government, and the Brits are doing as well, stop Gulf states funding terrorism. So our own military is admitting what's really going on here. It's very good news.
the earth riches of wisdom. So we have even right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us live. It is October 5th, ladies and gentlemen, on this Worldwide Sunday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with the weekday broadcast. We have InfoWars Nightly News, and that, of course, is 7 o'clock Central each and every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to open the phones up and get your view and your take on Ebola coming to the United States, the epicenter being Dallas, Texas, this being announced, of course, last week. We've had our reporters, Joe Biggs and others, on the ground up there in Dallas. I'm just 3.5 hours by car, 25 minutes by aircraft from Dallas, reporting from Austin. Undoubtedly, if Ebola has spread to other people and has a 22-day incubation period, that's expanded from just 3 days to 22 now, 21, 22, then it has spread all up and down I-35, airplanes, you name it. But this is a lot bigger than just Ebola. It shows how the government's claim that it's setting up this giant high-tech surveillance NSA police state grid to keep us safe is not true. It's being put in place to control and fix the markets, and to give select intel to private corporations that are anti-free market, insider, crony combines. And we've had former heads of the NSA, like Bill Binney on the show. He was the director of their intelligence operations, to say just exactly what I just stated. This is not an opinion. This is what's going on. Our government has been colonized by special interest. And they have openly said in different North American Union documents, the Banff Canada documents that came out in 2007, that they would use smallpox, the flu, Ebola, to bring in a North American Union and would want it to spread across three nations at least, to then have a coordinated response and sell the idea of extra-governmental, global governmental systems fixing a problem, because the normal governmental systems, state and federal, fail. And if you look at what's happening, it's failing by design. The Arab countries, the African countries, the UK, France, all in the last month and a half banned flights out of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and other areas that have epidemic levels, hundreds of thousands of Ebola spreading. UN models are 1.4 to 5 million people getting it, millions dying by the end of the year. I don't know if that's accurate. That's what they're saying. And you've got cases where if someone has drug-resistant TB, they're banned from flying, and if they get caught doing it, they get locked up for years. They get quarantined. We've had medical doctors on to talk about this last week. We've had CDC experts on. Everyone who's worked in hazmat, anyone who's worked in a hospital, you know the rules, you know the law, state, federal, international. There is a default that when you have a serious contagion, a level 4 type contagion, that kills a vast majority of those that contract it, that you do not let people come in from those countries. If you go and just look it up, the surrounding African nations in North Africa, Southern Africa, Eastern Africa are heavily screening people at their borders. They have their borders shut down, and they're not accepting flights from major cities out of Sierra Leone and Liberia and what, four other countries. You can look it up. The UK banned flights a month and a half ago out of those countries. They're screening people. If you came here 100 years ago to Ellis Island, you got screened for TB. About two-thirds of the people got turned back at Ellis Island. Now, it's just come on. The CDC chief has come out and said, quote, we can't shut down the border. Said that on NBC News. We have that video clip coming up. On Wednesday, I called for a petition, and folks did set that up. It's got about 100,000 signatures. Not because Obama does anything with those petitions, but because it draws attention to what's going on and becomes a news item. I also called for calling the White House and Congress and saying the default is for you to control the borders and to control the aircraft coming in here and to block these flights. I called for Rick Perry, and I know you called for Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, to call on Obama to do his job and shut down the flights. Rick Perry, as far as we know, and I've been following it, has not done that. Now, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal did come out on Friday and called on the Obama administration to impose a travel ban on flights to the U.S. from countries with Ebola outbreaks. We should stop accepting flights from countries that are Ebola-stricken, the Republican governor said in a statement. And he went on from there. The media, the AP and others are saying this is a test of Perry's leadership if he doesn't get it under control. It's the feds that are supposed to blockade aircraft coming in from outside the nation. That is a federal prerogative, a federal jurisdiction. Rick Perry, his only job is to demand the CDC do its job and demand state agencies try to contain it as well, but to put pressure on the president and the federal government to not open us up to this. On Wednesday, when we had our reporters there at the press conference, we tried to push the governor to do that. He hasn't done that. It's a common sense default thing to do. Rick Perry didn't do it. Bobby Jindal did do it. And again, CDC director, travel ban could make Ebola outbreak worse. They've sent more, thousands of more U.S. troops. Total of 5,000 now have gone into Africa. And they spin this like, well, if we have a travel ban, that will stop our response to it, trying to, quote, fix it. They can't even clean up vomit off the street where this Ebola patient was running around throwing up. Our hospitals are so screwed up that when he went in a week before vomiting and sick, they gave him antibiotics and said he had a virus. Antibiotics don't affect viruses. They didn't even clean for a week the ambulance, or 5 days, the ambulance he'd been in. They're not cleaning his apartment. They're not doing anything, folks. They're not quarantining his family or people that were around him and knew him because they obviously wanted to spread. They've never allowed, and it's federal law, someone with a super deadly disease like Ebola to come into the U.S. They've brought more than 20 Ebola patients in. They're now bringing more in. This guy flew in from a West African country on an aircraft. Are they checking the plane manifest? Are they going and interviewing the people? Are they asking him to voluntarily come in and be screened? I'd want to be if I was on a plane with somebody with Ebola. No, none of it's being done. But don't you worry. We'll have the government shaking their finger at us all day long about how they have the NSA and the cameras and the checkpoints and Homeland Security having your kids, you know, quote, report on mommy and daddy and all this garbage in the name of safety when it has nothing to do with it. So I'm going to walk through all the breaking news on this front when we come back, give out the number and take your calls. But I want to make this statement very, very clear. They either souped up this Ebola and weaponized it, which we know has been done before. That's even been on Nova, on PBS, and allowed it to be released. Or it's naturally mutated to incubate longer and to be more powerful, and they're openly opening the door to let it happen. Either way, the people running our federal government are complicit in what's already happened and what is unfortunately going to unfold now. How does MSNBC respond? How the NRA is making the Ebola crisis worse. They're actually blaming gun owners. That's like blaming the moon made of cheese.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, a travel ban to countries facing an Ebola outbreak could paradoxically make the problem worse. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Tom Frieden said in a press conference yesterday, this is the same government that tells us there's no side effects from any vaccine and they're safe and effective, even though every insert of every vaccine says it can kill you or give you neurological disorders, permanent narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré's. The list goes on and on. Permanent epilepsy, autoimmune. This is the same group that says aspartame is good for you. Learn every study, it makes you go blind, basically be brain damaged. It's the same government that told you you didn't build your business and 2 + 2 = 4. And then Obamacare didn't have death panels, even though they admit it does now. And of course, Obama said very unlikely Ebola would ever even get here. And now my gut tells me it's spreading. But last December into January, there were deaths all over the country. Just hundreds of local news articles about mystery illnesses filling hospitals, the people dying of upper respiratory illnesses and respiratory illnesses of the lungs. And I lost 3 family members in East Texas alone to it. And no one would say what it even was. And now you've got this enterovirus where a kid gets pink eye and is dead a day later. And that's directly connected in mainline science. We had PhD doctors on last week, medical doctors on last week, virologists, you name it, clearly showing that the enterovirus is linked to vaccinated children and is causing viral mutations in the intestines of children. It's unbelievable. But it doesn't matter. They're putting heat sensors in Dallas schools. This is an Infowars.com story by Mikhail Phelan. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com and on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Dallas schools to install remote temperature monitors to detect Ebola. 5 schools will be monitored until further notice. So they're getting kids used to being basically face scanned remotely with a Department of Defense funded operation. But no one goes and gets the guy's family out for a week. They finally have at the apartment where everybody's just running around vomiting everywhere. They just have people not even hazmat gear cleaning up the vomit. That's where the Ebola can live, ladies and gentlemen, is in fecal matter or vomit for days inside structures. And WFAA-TV reports it. Nobody cares. Oh, but Homeland Security, they care so much. They're fighting so hard to keep you safe. You know why the head of the CDC came out and said we can't shut the border? It's because under the North American Union Treaty, signed by George Herbert Walker Bush's son, George W. Bush, in Baylor, Texas in 2005, with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin of Canada, there is no border. They've been issuing a hemisphere ID card since 2006. It's already gone. If you look at the head of the National Security Council and senators and others, they're always giving speeches saying, we're in a North American Union now. And guess what? Congress doesn't make the laws in that. You don't make the laws. Your states don't. A bunch of offshore megabanks do. And they'll run the response to Ebola once it breaks out and make hundreds of billions of dollars. And they'll know when the plague's going to run its course. Or maybe this is just a beta test. And so they'll know how to invest to profit from it. They have all the actuaries, all the computer programs, all of the data. That's why they love crises, why they create them, why they foster them, why they allow them to happen, why they don't let a good crisis go to waste, because they get power out of it, because common sense is dead. We're going to let the kids who were in there with dad vomiting everywhere go to school. We're going to leave them in the apartment for a week. We're not going to clean up the ambulance. We're not going to check the flight manifest and go check everybody that was on those planes. We're not going to shut down the planes coming into the U.S., even though everybody else is doing it, including African countries. No. We're going to leave everything wide open. And if you dare criticize it, Geraldo Rivera will come out and say he's ashamed of Matt Drudge for reporting on Ebola being able to come across the border. Now the CDC admits it could, but says there's nothing they could do anyways. So see, in this new world, you're in trouble when you're right, not when you're wrong. You say 2 + 2 = 5, they say, jolly good, step up, you're part of the cult. This is a cult mentality in government and media now, where they've got everyone chanting 2 + 2 = 5, literally. With a rudderless, empty-minded public, grown up, watching television their entire lives, having no idea what the real world's really like, a nation of spectators run by a group of kleptocrats, robbing and stealing everything. But here's the news. The whole legal system, the whole political system, the writing's on the wall, this is the Department of Defense, British Ministry of Defense reports, it's all going to collapse on purpose. So let me tell you something. All of you that have served this process of the takeover, all of you that have served this leg of the consolidation, you're all going to be flushed down the toilet in the next phase of the New World Order, global government, transhumanist, eugenicist, singularity, power trip movement that governs the planet. While you watch NFL football and while you ride your Harley Davidson, I'm not blaming you men for wanting to do that, I'm sure it's fun, while you smoke your cigarettes, while you go to the bar, while you watch your favorite TV show, while you apply makeup to your face, we live in an engineered society where the food, the water, everything's manipulated on record, the GMO, and now our government is openly letting people with Ebola in, leaving the flights in, bringing the patients in, so they have plausible deniability when they release a string of garbage, which our government's been caught doing secret testing, lethal testing thousands of times before. Why wouldn't you think they do it now? It's not our government. It is a scientific group of eugenicists who all publish books bragging about what they've done. So you have to understand, that's what's frustrating here. I'm going off what they say they would do and what they've done. And here's what's scary. They're about 5-10 years, depending on which project, behind what they said they'd do in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. But they've done everything they said they'd do. They have rolled out everything they said they would. They have done everything according to plan. Okay, let's go to the CDC director saying we can't control the border. Yeah, because there is no border.
We know that as long as the outbreak smolders in Africa, as long as it's in Africa, we're potentially at risk, because even if we tried to close the border, it wouldn't work. People have a right to return. People transiting through could come in, and it would backfire, because by isolating these countries, it'll make it harder to help them. It'll spread more there, and we'd be more likely to be exposed here.
But he had a nice, calm NPR voice. Very convincing, loving little eyes, with his hair all combed. Kids, by the way, take your shots. We here at the New World Order love you. And all we want is for you to get healthy. That's why the cancer rates and everything else are off the charts. So just take your shots. Get rid of those brain cells. Mercury's good for you. The CDC said so, remember? They said mercury's good. It's all true. They love you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you're in Dallas, Texas, we'd really love to talk to you, but if it's spreading, you know it's already gotten outside Dallas. This guy flew back from Liberia on board an aircraft full of hundreds of people, and there are folks with Ebola by the hundreds of thousands in Africa now, jumping on aircraft as well. But they can't go to France, they can't go to Germany, they can't go to England, they can't go to the United Arab Emirates, they can't go a whole bunch of places, but you know where they can come? They can come right here to America. Because, well, up is down and down is up. The toll-free number to join us on the Sunday transmission is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. And again, Later on in the next hour, I'll open the phones up for a general discussion of other issues. I have a lot of other news I want to get to. But we're talking about Ebola. So just if you call in and it's something else, just get ready to get hung up on. It's just the way it is. Because we don't screen your calls, so it's always a free-for-all. But we're on this topic. I'd love to hear from you. And one of the topics I will get to in the next hour, Army chiefs tell government stop Gulf states funding terrorism. Pressure is mounting on government to take action against wealthy Gulf states accused of funding Islamic terrorism after the beheading of Alan Henning, a British aid worker kidnapped in Syria. I had Colonel Schaefer on about a month ago who briefed the Armed Services Committee in closed session, and he said that the Pentagon told him the same thing. Our allies are arming ISIS, which is known as ISIS or IS or ISIL. It's really Al-Qaeda. And we're arming them as well. It needs to stop. 2 weeks ago, General Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, came out and in testimony said, no, our allies are arming these people, and they're horrible. So, see, we've entered kind of a bizarro world, fantastical land, where there was always lying and corruption in government. But I've studied history, and I've lived 20 years on air and 20-plus years politically active. I've never seen anything like it where they go, if we shut the border, Ebola will get in. If we don't let flights fly in from Liberia or Sierra Leone, Ebola will get in. If we don't jump off the cliff, we might break our legs. You know, pregnant women need to take double the flu shots. Until 5 years ago, all the inserts said, never take it if you're pregnant. It'll kill your baby, your brain damage them. It's well known. So they just went, you know what? You need extra shots. It's all about over-the-top weirdness. Actual death panels in Obamacare, now admitted. Actual death panels at the VA to not give people treatment. It's just Twilight Zone, and they got away with it. Why not? Why not clean up the vomit for 4 or 5 days or a week, or let the ambulance that carried the Ebola patient drive around for 6 days before you clean it up? Why not just let flights come in? Why not? Why should we expect Rick Perry to tell Obama to shut down the flights? It's an absolute default, no-brainer, absolute reality to do that. They've never allowed Ebola patients in. They've never allowed people in from countries where something like this is happening. This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. And it's because they want to use a crisis. That's what I want to hear from the callers on. The globalists want to basically use this crisis to bring in a medical tyranny, a forced inoculation program with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Monsanto created Ebola vaccine they're set to roll out. I guarantee you that's why, bare minimum, they've turned off the default. It's like not closing a hatch on a submarine when you submerge. It's a no-brainer. Or not pressurizing a jumbo jet, a 777, before you take off from Houston International to fly to London, England. They're turning off all the defaults because the public, I guess they think, is absolutely brain dead. I mean, is America done? How much more crazy does the system have to get? I marveled in the last 4 years as our government openly funded Al-Qaeda and turned them loose to kill every Christian they could find, a non-radical Muslim in the Middle East, as a destabilization program. Then our military, about a year and a half ago, started speaking up and saying no, and a lot of it stopped, and now they're back again in England and the U.S. saying we shouldn't be part of this. Our military is doing that. They've never started going public saying we shouldn't be doing this. They've always followed orders, and that shows you how crazy the elite is. Military knows what all the flags and communications are. They know they were ordered to arm these guys 4 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. So there's some good news here at the same time. But that's what I mean. It's so wild, so Twilight Zone. Now, where they have the head of the CDC straight face saying, we've got to let flights fly in and out of these African countries, that the presidents of these countries admit they basically collapsed. And so anybody with money, even, you know, poor people that have saved it, are begging to get on planes, and other countries won't take them, so they come here. So America is now like the place to run across the Atlantic Ocean, the 9-hour flight from West Africa into New York City, what a 10 or 11 hour flight into Dallas, 9 hour flight into Miami, 9 hour flight into Atlanta. And they're not even, they don't have the heat sensors at the airport. They don't have the, no, they're putting them in the school. We're going to let the kids that may have Ebola be at the school. We're going to have heat sensors. And then, as if that joke isn't bizarre enough, and this is a psychological tactic called gaslighting, but it's more sophisticated, where they just scramble everything, where no one even knows what's going on. It's so over the top. How the NRA is making the Ebola crisis worse by Crystal Ball and Ann Thompson. And they go on to say the NRA is the problem, that Americans own guns, and don't even give a reason. It's just, it's bizarre. It's like Obamacare will cut your bill in half, even though it doubles it. And it'll raise payroll taxes on poor people. You know, I tell people I know this, and stuff that's on record, like, hey, you know, over 2,000 corporations got total Obamacare waivers. So McDonald's doesn't have to get it for their employees, but a mom and pop does, which then makes their hamburgers more expensive, so they go bankrupt. And people look at me, they've known me for years, and they go, that can't be true. That's discrimination. Well, while they're busy banning people dressing up in Halloween like any character that might hurt someone's feelings, Pancho Villa can't do it. Cowboy can't do it. Who said we couldn't do it? They can literally come out and demonize the Second Amendment and just put an article out. Gun owners did it. When Ebola comes, it's gun owners. With no evidence, with no thought, with no even reason. It's like when MSNBC, and I've played this clip probably 20 times, I'm not going to play it again, said the Boston bombers were influenced by Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is deeply racist. What did the Boston bombing have to do with deep racism or me? It just, and they showed no proof. Just like now they say the NRA is to blame for the Ebola. And then don't even explain why. It's just, you're just to blame. I said so. That's the level of craziness that's taking place here. And Governor Bobby Jindal has come out and said, ban travel from Ebola nations. That's a default. We should not be accepting flights from countries that are Ebola-stricken, the Republican governor said in a statement. President Obama said it was unlikely that Ebola would reach the U.S. Well, it has, and we need to protect our people, he said. But the Obama administration keeps saying they won't shut down flights. They insist, instead say, we should just listen to the experts. In fact, they said it would be counterproductive to stop these flights. These statements defy logic. That's key. Defy logic. Hey, you should shut the hatch on the submarine before you submerge. No, I'm not going to. You will drown. Shut up, racist. It's racist to close this hatch. You're like, how is it racist to close the hatch? Just, it's racist, okay? Said it was. Okay? And again, I expected Rick Perry to do this. I've been calling since Wednesday for Rick Perry to call for this. Nothing. That's the thing about Rick Perry, man. His advisors are hooked into the globalists. And it makes me want to throw up. Rick Perry, do you hear me? He would gain great political points. Get in Obama's face.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What do? They bring Ebola victims into the U.S. Never been done before. They leave the borders wide open and fly in record numbers of people from collapsing countries as all of our allies shut down flights. And they spin it and say, well, we've got to have our troops be able to get in to take care of the sick people, when they've had Pentagon generals, both retired and current, come out and say, A, our troops aren't trained, B, they'll just contract it and bring it back here. This is a terrible idea. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And it just illustrates they can't and they won't protect you. And for some reason, they want Ebola to break out in this country. And that's why I'm opening the phones up. I want to know from you out there in this segment and right through into the second hour today, why do you think this is happening? We've got SA Insider from FEMA Region 6, Spiro from Washington, Katie from Boston, Zach in Wisconsin, Cindy, Richard, Julio, Mark, Karen, Jason. Is that Monique? From Quebec, Canada, and many others. And we're going to try to go through your calls quickly to get your question or your comment, and then I will continue to go through all the news I haven't even gotten to yet. Ebola patient in Dallas fighting for his life, the CDC head has said. Remember just a few months ago, I'm like, the government's going to be to blame if they keep bringing these Ebola patients in and Ebola gets loose in the country, or if they don't ban flights like British Airways has done and like the UK's done. That was a month and a half ago. And they had CBS News stories and just you name it, literally dozens and dozens and dozens saying Alex Jones is a horrible, evil person. He doesn't like black people because he doesn't, you know, he wants to stop the flights. Oh, I'll assure you, if there was a country mainly of white people with Ebola, I wouldn't want them flying here. I mean, this is just no-brainer. No-brainer quarantine. They're going to wait till it spreads and quarantine everybody and forcibly inoculate us. Just get ready. They may not do it this time. This is a beta test, though. Mark my words, they're doing it on purpose. And so I'm to blame. I understand. Let's have some more CNN reports and another Washington Post attack piece like last week. And just because we're so bad. Because we say what Governor Jindal said before he said it, that it defies logic to not shut down those flights. And that's what he now says. Because I'm normal, see. I'm actually informed. I actually study things. And I'm actually concerned and involved. And I'm the bad man. That's right. Remember just 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it was still, oh, that crazy guy thinks the government's corrupt. Ha, ha, ha. Everyone knows the government's just fine. Everyone knows there's no corruption. Oh, yeah. Folks, they have been denying all this to get their system in place. And not everybody in government's bad. But the system has been set up to be very corrupt. And we better collectively turn this around or it's over. Because the political interests just get more power out of crises. More power out of Discordia. It's a system of milking chaos. Hegelian dialectics. Problem, reaction, solution. A buzzard economy. If you were a buzzard, crony capitalist, anti-free marketer, you're basically a vulture or a buzzard. Now, what do you want? You want happy deer running around the field? No, you want them dead, run over in the streets so you can eat them. And that's basically the type of culture they have. Corporate raiders. But they raid whole countries, and they artificially destabilize whole regions. And this is being done here now, so they can pose as saviors. And they'll probably give Obama an award after all this is over for battling Ebola or something. I mean, there's no end to it. It's about overturning reality, waging war on the truth, a war against reality. It's about flaunting corruption. It's about breaking our back, literally urinating on us to mark us as their property, that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and laugh at us. This is criminals exercising evil upon us to break our will. I'm done ranting. I'm going to go to your calls throughout the entire next hour. Who should we talk to first here? I don't think I want to talk to Monique. You want to go to Kathy in Boston first?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Kathy in Boston, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to just tell you that I lived in Dallas and had to relocate to Boston as a medical refugee in 2012 because even though I had insurance, I could not get access to care because I was on Medicare after working full-time with the high arch foot, going through surgery for that, you know, this and that. And I had no access to health care outside of Medicare. A root canal tooth failed. I know your dad's an oral surgeon, so you can probably, you know, talk to him about this later. I got actinomycosis in my face, and part of my face got eaten off. And I was told when I went in, the first person that saw me said, you need to have a CT. We don't want to do anything until we make sure that the extra oral cyst is, you know, not connected to that. So I said, okay, great. She got trumped by the guy in charge, and two people told me they didn't want to take your Medicare. So So I began a search to try to find a doctor to accept a new patient on Medicare while this thing was going out of control in my face. And I could not find one. Finally, one in Plano.
Ma'am, all I could say is we're only taking calls on Ebola right now. That's what you told us. What's your Ebola point?
Well, the Ebola point is this, is that the breakdown of access to care in Dallas is so severe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, states everywhere are collapsing from the 35 million to 40 million illegals that are given first treatment up front. The banks give them bank accounts first, houses first. It's been in the Associated Press to bring the giant population here to devalue the currency and the rest of it. But no, I absolutely hear you. Is this is all part of becoming a third world nation, is we're going to have third world disease. And then the government will come in with more Obamacare, more federalization as the answer to the crisis they helped create. Sorry to hear about your medical crises. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm just wondering, they don't seem to be panicking in any way, you know, who they are. Everybody else is freaked out about this Ebola thing, but aren't they afraid of it getting into their families? I mean, their families are all over the country. Pelosi, all of them have grandchildren. Obama has to do his fundraisers. Why are they not afraid of catching it?
That's a great point. Thank you for the call. Please remember to turn your radios down, folks, so we can actually hear you. It's because they're definitely orchestrating it, or they're riding the crisis. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. They have turned off all the defaults to do this, to bring in Ebola-infected people, to not track or quarantine the family when this first happened for 5 days, to just try to have plausible deniability when Ebola starts popping up in other areas. Then the hysteria will start. But they didn't want to get it stopped up front. They wanted to get it in place first. Let's talk to Richard in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thank you. I appreciate it. You've talked to me before. I'm an independent health scientist. I've been for about 50 years and working on all these diseases and age reversal, and I'm way outside the system. But I want to tell you just a couple of quick things. One is you're absolutely correct that it's completely intentional. CDC is not incompetent in any means whatsoever. They're following orders. And the things they're doing are more than obvious just to get it in place in America. And I would suggest that people use whatever time they have to get themselves in really good condition, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, get detoxified, change your lifestyle right now, not later. And don't eat anything or drink anything that's not good for you. Just basic ideas.
Why do you think they want to get Ebola spreading in the country?
I think they intend to wipe out a big chunk of the population on the way to leaving just a few left, which is the people at the very top of the power structure.
Well, Dr. Eric Pianka at UT famously was on national television for his dream of 90% being killed by airborne Ebola to wipe out the scourge of humanity. Prince Philip has said the same thing. Queen Elizabeth II's husband. And this is what my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is all about. Great points. Let's go to Julio. One more call before we go to break. You got about a minute, Julio. Go ahead.
You know, it's not a coincidence, Alex, that the mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed, would attend the Bilderberg conference this year. I mentioned this on your show.
You called in about 2 months ago, and you predicted that they were going to release it in the U.S.
Absolutely. It's not a coincidence. You look at Bilderberg's past, for example, Christine Todd Whitman, an absolute no one from New Jersey. Her role was played as EPA director in New York on 9/11. Look at Rick Perry. Despite a failed presidential attempt, he's playing a big role here in your state, Alex, in Texas.
He went to Bilderberg, too. I tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Julio. Then Mark, Karen, Jason, Monique, S.A., Spiro, and others. Second hour, I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Please don't take this radio show for granted. There's nothing else like it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mark's coming up in the next segment. He's got a very interesting point I see on screen about the African Hajj pilgrimage coming up. That's why Saudi Arabia and others have banned these flights, is they've already had Ebola cases get into their country. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. And the timing of all this, we played the clip a few weeks ago. I should probably play it again. Our own government messing with monkeys and Ebola created an airborne strain back in 1989. And then later they declassified it and they did a special piece on Nova about it. I mean, this isn't a game. This is not a game. I had three family members die in the last 12 months of mystery airborne lung illnesses. And now Obama signs executive orders about martial law and detaining anybody with a respiratory illness 2 months ago. Guys, can you print me that article? I keep forgetting the exact number of it. It's just headline, Obama signs executive order on airborne illness. Obama signs executive order on respiratory illness, on quarantining. And before it said specifically stuff that was bad. Now it's just period. It's all about a power grab. And it doesn't even mean it's going to happen this time. There it is. Obama signs executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illnesses. Amendment comes in wake of Ebola scare. August 1st, so over a month ago. That's 2 months ago. 2 months and 4 days ago. Let's go back to Julio. Julio, go ahead and give us your take on what you think's going on.
I think it's completely orchestrated. It may not happen widespread right away, but again, if you go back and look at all these political actors, including Kasim Reed, it's not a coincidence that these, like Bilderberg, would talk about something like this. And you mentioned that executive order. You know, I work in radio here in Wyoming. I'm originally from Chicago. And I spoke to one of the sales directors, and he told me from a source he has inside the military, he and I joked, and he talked about FEMA camps. And I told him, hey, you sounded like one of those conspiracy theorists. Like he tells me that, here in Wyoming, that they have military facilities, these concentration camps. So in the future, maybe not now, but in the coming years, we are going to see this continuity of government agenda continue to roll out, and they're going to use these crises as a way to, as an excuse to bring people into sports stadiums or old military facilities. And one last thing, Alex, again, Rick Perry, you're in Texas. People need to put his feet to the fire to stop this because, again, his appearance at Bilderberg in 2007 in Istanbul, Turkey, is a clear example that he will not think about Texas first. He will think about the elitists because he's blackmailed. They have him, and there's no way he's going to do anything for Texas if people don't put his feet to the fire.
He'll put out a lot of rhetoric about shooting coyotes and having guns, but why isn't he calling for Obama to shut down these flights? And why is the CDC allowed to say, oh, we couldn't get medical care to Africa, when those are U.S. military flights going in? No one said cease all the flights. They said passenger flights.
Absolutely, Alex. And again, CDC is based in Atlanta. So this is totally orchestrated. And we need to look at State Department groups, along with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, going to Africa and all those vaccines and the GMO foods they've given the African people. This is a genetically modified society. We're in it right now, Alex, and they're going to roll this out more and more incrementally.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Julio. By the way, we're going to open the phones up again to get even more people lined up. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to come back and go to Mark. I'm just going top to bottom here. Oldest to newest calls. Mark, Karen, Jason, Monique, SA Insider, Spiro, and others. It's all coming up straight ahead on this Worldwide Sunday edition. This Ebola thing, as I've said, is a Rosetta Stone. It just gives you a bird's eye view into how these globalists operate. It's incredible.
KLON Los Angeles Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It certainly is.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now into the second hour of the live Sunday edition, back weekdays live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, where to begin here? If you just joined us, Ebola patient in Dallas fighting for his life, says CDC head. MSNBC says Ebola's worse because of the Second Amendment. You cannot make this up. It's up on Infowars.com. Back in August, we wrote about Obama signs executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illness. He changed an executive order to say that if it was communicable and deadly, they could have a quarantine. Now, this is just saying for any reason, but then they won't quarantine real people that have been exposed to Ebola patients. They won't clean up the vomit off the street, or they do it 6 days later and just have the maid service do it. They won't clean up the hospital equipment. They'll put Ebola patients in regular ward areas in Atlanta, in regular hospitals, not level 4 bioweapon containment facilities. This has never been done before. And it's to train you to accept anything. The question is, why? What are they planning to get out of it? Forced inoculations? Bill and Melinda Gates' new Monsanto Ebola vaccine? I'm not taking it. My grandmother got polio a month after she took the polio vaccine. And so did most of the people she knew that got it. You can actually look into that. That's what's so crazy about this medical system, is it gets away with bloody murder and hides collectively its mistakes, or it's secret testing, or the evil things it's done on purpose. Mark in Oregon, then we'll go to Karen and others. Mark, what's your take on this situation?
Hey, well, Alex, God bless you and yours, sir. Alex, you've mentioned several times today that this Ebola crisis may be a beta test. I'm sure you realize that in all probability, given the blatant and intentional negligence that is and has occurred here and will continue to occur, that the intention of the evildoers is to, in short order, create a highly lethal global pandemic.
That's what Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Dr. Pianca and just all the rest of them constantly call for, a wonderful airborne superweapon to cleanse the earth of the disease that is humanity, and that we all shouldn't have kids, but Ted Turner can have five. Yes, I absolutely agree with you.
Everything that you're well aware of, Alex, and that you've, through your service and ministry, have made your audience through the years, which has been ever-growing, is aware of. There's a natural progression in the whole history of these people. I won't call them eugenicists. I think they've established their gene pool quite a while back. I would call them genocidalists. And yes, it leads right up into it. The 21-day average incubation period, during which a person will shed the virus to all who come into contact with that person's bodily fluids, which can be indirectly through a counter surface, through a person sneezing, anything a person touches, it can be on the money. They can actually pick up the Ebola virus on the money, and it's a very long-living virus. And it is a highly lethal super virus, whereas...
And they're just totally calm. They're usually, get all your shots for school or you'll all die. Oh, do whatever you take your mercury. Mercury's good for your brain. Government loves you. Obamacare's free. You didn't build your business. Families are bad. Men are bad. You know, But oh, this is no big deal. Ebola, we're not going to stop any flies. Everything's fine.
Everything is a lie, And when a person learns to see through the illusion which they put up with their propaganda and their mind control in so many various ways, which actually cause a person to believe the broad road of they have control, everything's going to be fine, they'll take care of us, our mommy and our daddy, and it's all been inculcated, but we have many of us who see through it, and I think more of us all the time. But Alex, with the Hajj coming up over in, I believe it's in Arabia.
That's where Mecca is located.
Yes, and all these people from Africa that are not showing symptoms yet, perhaps some that are beginning to on the way, are going to end up, several millions of people.
With Muslims from all over the world, tens of millions making the Hajj. For folks that don't know what the Hajj is, you might want to explain to them that it's at least once in your life you're supposed to go to Mecca.
It's the most pilgrimage of the religion of Islam that there is, and it's done once a year, if I'm correct.
Well, I mean, they have the Hajj once a year, the big pilgrimage, but you only have to do it once in your life.
Yes, Alex, and I didn't know that. But they are expecting better than 2 million people on the average, perhaps more, perhaps up to 5 million. I'm not sure that
it'll be way more than that, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah, tens of millions make the Hajj every year.
And we have a mixing pool there that is being brewed up, and we already have one here in the United States, which is being brewed up, and it spreads so quickly.
Well, I think if you don't drink Ebola and give it to your children, you're racist. And I just think you're being Ebola-phobic right now. And I think that you should just, did you hear MSNBC, without giving any reason why, just says that the Second Amendment is to blame for this? Did you know that?
Alex, it's so blatant now, it's quite obvious that they feel that they have total control of the situation. They can lie right in our faces. They know, in other words, in their minds, that we can do nothing about it. But if we put out there such a fact as what Norman Mineta testified to at the 9/11 trials on May 22nd, 2003, that he was in the bunker when Dick Cheney was running the stand-down orders and running the whole operation of 9/11, and he testified under oath to the 9/11 commission about that.
No, he did, that there was a stand-down of NORAD. You're absolutely right, and the system got away with that, so why not get away with more? Why not openly fund Al-Qaeda and then have a fake war against them when the public finds out about it? Great points, Mark. I'm going to jam in one more call before we go to break. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I have two mentions about the CDC. I had a disagreement with them in 1971 when my husband caught polio, and they wanted me to call everybody and let them know. Then Thursday, I called the CDC and asked, I said, we need to shut down the airports and let nobody coming in. And she says, well, all of Africa? I said, yes, all of Africa. And I said, this is an airborne disease. And I do believe they have a talking point, Alex, that when people call.
Well, of course they do. I mean, of course they do. They've now come out and responded and said it's totally wonderful and that having people come here with Ebola stops it. They said 2 + 2 = 50. Go ahead.
And like I said, when my husband caught polio, they asked, first of all, who is he around? I gave him the information, and then they turned right around and said, well, you're going to have to call all these people.
Sure, but what about now? What about now? Yeah, what's your point about now?
I think the now is that I think, what are they going to roll out? What are they going to give? What vaccine are they?
Oh, we know Bill Gates that says he wants to reduce our population by 90%, and he says he supports death panels. We can play the clips. And who is the main funder of gun control, so no Republican dare attack him because they actually work for him, a lot of them. Again, loyal opposition. He's got a shot for you and your family. How's that sound? Don't you want to take what Bill Gates' dad, who heads up Planned Parenthood? I mean, don't you want to take a shot from someone that openly says he wants you 6 feet under? Doesn't that sound like a good idea?
No, it is not, and I'll tell you one thing. I do believe that this is a precursor for something else to come.
Oh, I agree. We'll be back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are living in an Outer Limits episode. Twilight Zone, whatever you want to call it. The government is openly training to confiscate our weapons, openly demonizing the Founding Fathers, openly demonizing families, openly demonizing free market, local businesses, all signing us on to trillions upon trillions upon trillions of foreign debt that isn't even ours, bailing out foreign banks, sending 5,000, it was 3,000, 2,000 more troops into hot zones to do nothing but catch Ebola and bring it back. Don't even clean up people's houses and streets covered in vomit from Ebola victim, his family not even quarantined for at least 6 days, allowed to keep going to public school. A false flag, a staged event, whether they souped up the Ebola or not. And by the way, we have that 1990 clip from Nova where they were talking about airborne Ebola spreading in a facility into a whole other area of the building and killing monkeys. And people can argue, well, it's probably roaches or mites in the ventilation. Doesn't matter. That's how it spreads out here. Ebola used to gestate or incubate over 3 or 4 days. Now it's 21, 22. So you can spread it. It's spreading much worse. It is a real pandemic now. In Africa, areas of Africa are collapsing. Other African countries have sealed their borders. Not us. We're known as the schmuck zone or the chump zone. The joke zone. Come here if you have Ebola. We're the place. I mean, they'll have regular army at a high school football game to randomly search everyone to train them to be slaves and to train the military to accept it. And then the border's wide open. It's just all a complete joke. All a complete joke. Our government loads the illegals on the buses at the border, gives them vouchers and ships them wherever they want to go. We broke that a month before the New York Times had to admit it. I'm not bragging. We broke that. My point is the mainstream media is in on this, folks. Where's the mainstream media saying, why won't you quarantine? Why won't you shut the border? Why won't you shut the flights? Because in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. I'm not even as concerned about the Ebola, even though I'm really starting to get concerned, as I am about how government acts so mentally ill. Jason, Monique, Kevin, S.A., Spiro, we're going to all of you. Trudy, Charlie, Tanya, the Indico Kid, Paul, we're going to all of you. Jason in Minnesota, go ahead. All right, going to move along. Jason, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just want to say thank you very much. I've been awake for many, many years, many, since way back. You're awesome. Keep spreading the word. I wish I could go down there and join you. About everything you talk about is spot on. People need to wake up. This Ebola thing, you look at the Georgia Guidestones, they put a 2014 block in there, and that's all about depopulation. You got Bill Gates and George Soros who fund the biometric lab in Sierra Leone where it outbreaks.
I know.
And these guys are so lackadaisical.
And they're coming out with a vaccine.
Speaking of vaccines, my mom refused. I was born in 1970. It was toward the end of where they had the shot. She refused. She would not let them inject me with anything. She told me for many, many years, do not trust the government. I grew up that way. I don't have any children of my own because I've been nervous and scared about the whole government, everything that's going on. You've hit the nail on the head with everything. I love you for that. You got Weibos that clank. I mean,
well, please don't thank me, brother, but I appreciate your call. Great points. I don't judge anybody who decides not to have children. I get it, but I'm doubling down. That's why I have three children. I'm going to commit to the future and not just decide it's all lost, but I get your point.
Stand up with the fight. I want to do what I can, and if it's part of your regime to help spread the word, I'm all for it.
All right, well, keep it up, brother. Well, it's not my regime. Thank you. I'm just one guy concerned about what I see globalists doing. And I call them globalists this guild of criminals and control freaks that manipulate all the good people in private and public society. Most people in government don't even know what's going on. They're like the public. But it's getting so obvious now. Monique in Quebec, Canada. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I think this is a false flag, and I'm sure of that. I tend to believe like Robert David Steele when he was on your show on September 18. He said that the next big false flag will be a simulated Ebola attack. But in fact,
you know what's funny? I forgot that Robert David Steele, who's a well-known CIA field commander, in actual operations, not sitting around in an office feeling powerful, he actually said, didn't he say he thought they'd do a simulated bio attack on air?
Right. And he said that they would use instead biochemical weapons that will dissipate and pretend it is Ebola. And I think even in Africa...
I know, I just forget how much devastating predictions we have here. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and even in Africa, I think it will dissipate, but they're letting them die for now to scare us. And the reason why they're doing this is because in the U.S., the economy will crash soon, and they don't want any chaos in the street. So they will take your guns, they will do everything, put you in FEMA camps and everything like that. And that's why they're doing it. Don't believe it. Of course, some people will die in the U.S., but it will be because of the biochemical weapons that will dissipate. And that's why they're not worried to send troops.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like they give all the kids these shots in August, and now the mystery illness starts killing kids everywhere, and they're all vaccinated kids that are dead or dying with this respiratory illness. It's so obvious. And I forgot that one of my big Pentagon sources said, get Steele on. If you really want to know what's going on, that was Colonel Schaefer, who ran the project to kill bin Laden, was blocked twice from doing it. Super high level, super connections. Just briefed Congress secretly the day he was on 3-4 weeks ago. He says get Steele on. Steele comes on like 3 days later. We need to get him back on this week, ASAP. And says, I believe they're going to have an airborne simulated Ebola release that'll really be a simulant that'll kill or sicken people to create hysteria. And I think he was basically, see, a lot of times those guys won't tell you what they know because obviously then that'll let people know where the source came from, their source. They'll just say, oh, I think this is going to happen. And that is, yeah, what day was he on again, ma'am?
He was there on September 18. And I want to tell you something else. You know what? It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you because people will be afraid to buy your LT products. Because they'll say, oh, my God, it's coming from Texas, and Texas is alleged Ebola, and they'll be afraid, but the packing, the shipping, the...
Oh, that's another thing. The fact that they've chosen Texas, and clearly they've allowed this to happen, so bare minimum they're behind it, just from there. Open borders, shutting down our power plants, mainly Texas plants, having Ebola set up here, not sending aid during wildfires. It's because the state is not blue. And it's not a Republican-Democrat issue with me, but it is with the establishment. Really great points, ma'am. Thank you so much. Spiro, you're up next. I'm Alex Jones.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Reflecting on my past life. Because it doesn't have much time. Because at 5 o'clock. They take me to the gallows pole. The sands of time for the Republic.
The sands of time.
I'll make another general prediction. In this age of created destabilization, created crisis, in the Cloward and Piven program to implode this republic, to destroy Western civilization, to destroy the idea of human liberty and free will and individualism, we have only begun to see the string of plagues the globalists are going to release or open the door for. Economic plagues, spiritual plagues, biological plagues, war. I want to go back to your phone calls and just race through them. Spiro, Trudy, Charlie, Tanya, Indico, Paul, Kevin, we're going to get to all of you. The good news is people in the system are more awake now than people outside the system. The most awake people now are in government or in the big, powerful corporations because they're somewhat decompartmentalized compared to the public. And so, you know, the last 5-6 years is when I've begun to figure this out because it was the process of that unfolding. It wasn't always so, but now it is so. So there's a lot of good things happening as well. I don't want to be overly negative here, but we have to admit how dire our straits are if we have a chance to turn this around. I mean, they're going to bring Ebola in here, let it spread on purpose, turn off all the default settings, and then try to make us take a Ebola vaccine they're pushing now? That's on the horizon? No. No. It's too obvious. And while we're busy looking at Ebola, the real issue are these different respiratory viruses that are wiping people out all over the place. That's why I said in December right through January when I lost 3 family members, 2 of them that were healthy, to the same mystery respiratory illness that ate their lungs and killed them, my uncle, my cousin, and my great uncle, that I couldn't get rid of it for over a month, even the antibiotics. It was, I personally drank a couple bottles of colloidal silver, and I think that's what finally knocked it out. Got a lot of sun, you name it. My dad has never been sick for 2 months. He was sick for 2 months. The hospitals were overflowing all over Texas, all over the country, but no news media national. Only local news articles. Mystery respiratory illness hits Houston. Mystery health illness hits Tyler, Texas. Mystery illness hits Dallas. I mean, it was bad. Mystery illness hits Kansas City. It hit the Midwest and Texas really bad. And my gut told me, man, whether this is real or manufactured, these superbugs, these viruses and bacteria are getting stronger. And of course, that's admitted. And I said, I got to get myself ready. What I do is I'm getting more sun, drinking purified water, trying to exercise more, trying to get right with God, trying to eat organic, trying to get my sleep. And I'm taking colloidal silver, the highest, you know, pure quality. I am taking Super Male Vitality from ForsLife.com. I'm taking the Survival Shield nascent iodine that is known. You can read all the nutraceutical details at InfoWarsLife.com, but it's known to get your glands going and to block a lot of the toxic garbage that's out there because you have all these toxic halogens like fluorine and fluoride and bromide and that are being put in our food and water. This goes in and actually blocks that on record in the thyroid, you name it. It's not just about blocking radiation or particular radioactive isotopes. This is an essential element in the body, and Americans and others are chronically deficient. X2, the only deep earth crystal source of this. The rest comes out of seaweed, which is better than nothing. This is proprietary, InfoWarsLife.com, and I personally, for my immune system and my health, the super silver, silver bullet, which is a super form well, just go read about it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, available at InfoWarsLife.com. The Survival Shield, X2, nascent iodine, true nascent iodine, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you try the products, you've heard the rave reviews, people calling in unsolicited. When you try it, we have almost gotten no negative reviews. We've never seen health products, supplement products I've been involved with for a long time have reviews that are 98%, 99%. And those are on third-party sites out there. People have seen it. You've experienced it. You've heard the listeners. Try it. Bare minimum, you're funding our operation. Bare minimum, you're helping us run our news division, the news websites, the nightly news, the syndicated radio, the films, the breaking news reports, sending our reporters around the country and the world to bring you hard-hitting info to expose the open border. All the huge national, international stories we break is due to you spreading the word and buying the fine products, the Pro Pure G2 filters that basically cut everything out or bring it down to non-detectable levels. You can get that massively discounted with promo code WATER, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. Each nightly news membership to get the commercial-free podcast, to see the show live, special reports, decades of material and information in HD, PrisonPlanet.tv. One membership's $5.95 a month. 11 people can use it. Nobody can beat that. It only pays for the bandwidth. So I want to thank you if you are a member, or encourage you if you're not a member, to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Because we are funded by we the people, by you. Free market. Free association, not a gun to your head like the IRS taking your money and giving it to NPR, $400+ million a year, or stimulus money taken by the IRS giving MSNBC to give Rachel Maddow a raise. We are funded by free will by you out there. Let's go back to some calls. Spiro in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to bring up a couple points. You're absolutely right about the time that we're living in right now. It's pretty profound, even astrologically and everything, blood moons, everything. They think that there's a window of opportunity and everything is accelerating. The awakening and the technocrats' agenda, everything's accelerating.
Well, exactly. Even if you don't believe in astrology or astrophysics or all the things they mesh together, science and stuff that's pseudoscience, it's ancient, that the science has come out of, the elites believe in lunar eclipses. They believe in Mars being close to the Earth. They believe in all of this stuff, blood moons. They are obsessed with it and moving on all fronts.
Absolutely. I want to bring up MH17. There was a WHO, I think he was a spokesman for the WHO, Glenn Thomas, along with, he was an Ebola expert. He was on MH17 that was diverted right over to the Crimea region, right over by the Kiev Tower, and shot down. So these globalists, they have multifaceted attacks that it's not one bird, two stone, or, you know, one stone, two birds. They get to take out any resistance, any type of doctors that would have the means and the knowledge to fight, and expose what's really happening right now. You know, they were on their way. 100 scientists were on their way.
That's right. It was 100-plus top virologists were on the plane. We just showed the London Guardian headline.
Right, Glenn Thomas was one of them. He was apparently an Ebola expert with the WHO.
Yes.
I also want to bring up the meningitis vaccines that were taking place in West Africa. They apparently coincided right before this Ebola outbreak.
Oh, happened. Of course. It's even in Bloomberg that it was the bird flu vaccine that killed a whole bunch of people and started some of the big flu outbreaks 5 years ago. I mean, that's the thing, is this all ends up even being in mainstream news. It's not like that's our opinion, but the public is just not paying attention. They're like, hey, is it on SportsCenter? All right, well, it's manly for me to know all the sports scores, Alex. I don't want to know about bird flu, okay? You go over there, sissy, and you talk about that. I'm going to go over here and act cool right now. I'm going to go tailgate. You know, I'm going to cry if UT loses to Baylor. Boo-hoo. I mean, it doesn't matter, folks. It's all there to distract you. We're losing our freedom because we become a bunch of chumps. Our forebears would look at us today and laugh at us like decadent Romans in the decline of the Roman Empire watching our bread and circus. It's so sick how men will corner you in an elevator and go, what do you think about Dallas Cowboys? I'm sorry, I don't follow that. I'm not manly. I'm not manly like you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's about 8 different major Ebola vaccines in the pipeline to be ready by next year. Bill and Melinda Gates are leading the pack with Monsanto. And isn't that perfect timing that they're letting Ebola patients in and letting people fly in from Africa? And now the CDC saying, quote, Dallas Ebola outbreak could widen. Gee, think so? And then whenever people have it, they won't even clean their house or stop their kids going to school. Oh, but when your kid's got a cold, they tell you don't come to school. But, you know, government does it. It's okay. So all I say is roll up your sleeves, take those vaccines. Because remember, the CDC said mercury is good for your child's brain. By the way, people won't believe that. We played it probably 400 times, but just cue up mercury is good for your brain. I'm going to play that in a minute. Again, I'm the conspiracy theorist. I actually have scientists on and point out it's the most deadly heavy metal to the brain. But here's that CBS News clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to 2 new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
There you go. And, of course, now the authors of those studies have gone public at the CDC saying they were ordered to lie to everyone. Well, I don't need you to tell me it was a fraud. There are literally thousands of previous studies of what mercury does to a brain. Just, I'm done. And they go, well, it's in tuna fish. Yeah, and you pass almost all that out. It's bound. Not injected right into the bloodstream of a newborn baby. Almost everyone with an autistic kid at 18 months, they get the third round, the child stops running, it stops playing, the kid's potty trained, not anymore. They sit in the corner and they drool. But, oh, the government loves us. I know. And they're going to take care of all your pension funds and all your guns and everything. Don't worry. Good people are running things, everyone. Everything's going to be fine. Just do what you're told. Insider from FEMA Region 6. I'm in former Texas. That's in FEMA Region 6. What former state are you in, Insider?
I'm in former state Tex. I work for the regional agency in formerly known as San Antonio, Texas. One of my duties is public health emergency preparedness planning. The reason I know the Ebola outbreak is being conducted on purpose is it violates all protocols. I used to be involved in the Hurricane Katrina and Rita response of the evacuees. I also was involved in planning for smallpox outbreak in Bexar County. The proper response would be the National Guard would seal off Bexar County. Law enforcement and emergency services would redirect the population to all hospitals, churches, and other government agencies where they would be screened. If they were sick, they would be isolated at a former military base until the sickness had passed or they died. Everyone else would be forcibly vaccinated. There would be no exceptions and no travel in and out of Bexar County. So the fact that they're allowing people to travel into the United States and they are not locking down the city of Dallas tells me this is by design.
Well, yes, sir. I don't need to be an emergency manager like you to know that, because that's always been the default in the United States Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, national, you know, program manuals. But people do tend to listen to experts. We'd love to get your perspective on this. What are your colleagues saying? It's always been default protocol. Don't let people with Ebola fly in. It's always been quarantine countries that have a major outbreak. That's what everybody else has done. It's always been don't bring Ebola patients into the U.S. Treat them in third-party countries or on ships. Why do you think the defaults have been brought off, and what are your colleagues saying?
My colleagues are saying that the travel should have been ceased, that the outbreak should have been contained in Africa, through the military, through the United Nations, and whatever other agencies would help contain it. The fact that it's being allowed to travel to the United States is insane. The fact that the emergency operations have not been activated is insane. And this is on purpose and by design.
And I feel guilty every minute that I'm not up here freaking out more. I mean, I don't know what we do, though, when we have a criminal federal government that just, whatever's evil, you can guess they're going to do it. How are they going to get away with it when this starts, God forbid, spreading everywhere? How will they get away with opening it up to do this? I just don't understand it.
There are many competent people in the CDC, the military, and emergency management offices that need to blow the whistle. They're being ordered to stand down from the top.
Clearly, Rick Perry would score a billion political points and do the right thing if he'd have come out last Wednesday at that press conference, 2 days after it was announced, a day and after it was announced, and said, ladies and gentlemen, the president needs to cease flights or at least put heavy screening in on West African flights inbound to the United States. None of that's done. Bobby Jindal finally yesterday came out, and on Friday came out, and said exactly what I've been saying. Why is he the only one saying the default common sense thing?
I think there's a large amount of corruption. I think a large amount of government officials are either being blackmailed or are part of the system. They need to wake up.
I hear you. And I guess the American people have green-lighted the establishment doing over-the-top stuff like this because they never get in trouble. They never get in trouble for the bad stuff they do. And I'm fed up. I mean, nobody in my family better get this, because I have just, and all these kids getting sick and dying if they got vaccinated with these mystery respiratory illnesses. I mean, I have had enough. And the establishment needs to know we know who to blame here. Bare minimum, they stood down on purpose. It's incredible. Thank you for the call. So evil. So crazy. So out of control. Why? 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 Well, because we got a bunch of exterminists, genocidalist, eugenicist that run things. I mean, that's who they are. That's their club. Remember the ABC News headline 5 years ago? Super rich meet in secret to discuss how to reduce population. Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, Prince Charles, all of them. And they all got a bunch of kids and like have the biggest footprint you can imagine. They're a bunch of greedy elitists that think we're a bunch of dumb scum that deserve to die. And you know what? We act like dumb scum. They announce what they're going to do everywhere, and then we just say, oh, thank you. Let me buy my granny a teacup with the British family on it. I mean, come on, they're not even British. They're Transylvanian. The Indico kid in Colorado. What former state region is that under FEMA? I wonder. I forget. Is it 7 or 8 or something? Indico kid, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I actually talked to you and Robert Steele the other day. It's kind of funny I'm back on now, but I was going to say my dad is really waking up to this Ebola stuff. He's ahead of all this anti-biological attack stuff, the Air Force Academy. And so the yes men are waking up, but there's a lot of Hitler Youth Brigades within groups like Homeland Security, people my age, they're like 22, who you know, get hired through the litmus test and all that, who would be more than willing to go through with all this. And I think that's an issue, you know, like Homeland Security knocking on your door, saying, oh, this is just a quarantine drill. We're going to escort you to your local FEMA facility to just process you, and then you won't be allowed to leave. So I think the drills are really more of an issue. And with California saying they're going to take guns from potential threats, and MSNBC saying what they did about
that's right. They're using this as a smokescreen. They're moving on every front. This is the globalist offensive to take down our liberty, to set the precedent. There'll be more shoes to drop, more balloons to go up. Just we're entering a time of unprecedented insanity right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're entering a time of unprecedented, out-of-control insanity. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com will continue to try to be at the very tip of the spear exposing this, because I just want to live in a free country. I just want to have a future. And everybody's gullibility and oh, it's a conspiracy theory to question government. Look where it's gotten us. You're supposed to question government. You're supposed to question corporations. You're supposed to not be trustful. You're supposed to be involved. George Washington said government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. A candle can be real nice. It can also burn your house down. Well, our house is burning down right now. And all you government people and bureaucrats and corporate people that think you're invincible, you're sitting in this house, too. I know most of you know that. But by the way, I should have had that whistleblower in emergency management. I mean, we already know the default says what he said, but it's just good to have the insiders saying it. Any insiders or any, not even whistleblowers, people that just want to give their comment as professionals. That's a loaded term, whistleblower. People go, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. No, I mean, the default is you don't do what they're currently doing. It's like putting screen doors on submarines, as I said earlier. Or, you know, building a fire in the middle of your wooden floor at your house, you're not in the fireplace. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Is why it's like Bobby Jindal said, the governor. He said they are defying logic right now. That's what globalism is defying logic, common sense. So, whistleblowers at Infowars.com. Show tips at Infowars.com. We've got our writers going through it. Send us your tips. Send us your documents. Send us your own manuals. Because we may have the federal manuals. It's good to see a San Antonio manual, you know, saying what the default is, then showing it's not happening. But my gut tells me Ebola is spreading right now in the United States. And they'll probably give Obama a peace prize or something for it. All right, God bless you all. Great job with the crew. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. God willing. All right, God bless.